弟兄姊妹，大家平安。
Peace to everyone。
这礼拜呀、啊、是 long weekend， 所以不少人也不在啊，也有人正在回来的路上啊。咪咪可能正在飞机上，希望他也平安。啊，我们这边、啊、特别报告，我们啊没有提早过年，我们是下个礼拜呀、啊。还好不是浪费电哈，希望大家自己来也邀请朋友来。
This is a long weekend, that's why we don't have a lot of people here because some people are traveling and Sister Mimi is on the airplane. So hopefully that she has a smooth, especially safe trip. So this weekend we're not doing the Chinese New Year celebration, but next weekend we will. Next Sunday, so please invite your friends and family members. To come celebrate with us.
如果有人要 travel 的，我们也都祷告，希望他们平安愉快。
And also keep those who are traveling in our prayers, ask for the Lord to give them a safe trip.
我们前几个礼拜我们都在读《民数记》嘛。
In the Bible reading, we're reading the book of Numbers.
不少时候我都听到人家说读旧约、读民数记这，都没感动。
A lot of the times I heard people say, when I read the book of Numbers, I don't understand. I don't know what I should be thinking.
所以今天我特别从民数记的第一章、第二章来宣讲一些神的信息。
So today I will take Numbers chapter 1 and 2 to give God's message.
我给它取名叫活在神的秩序里。
And I titled it Living in God's Order.
从民数记的第一章、第二章看起来好像就是一大堆名字啦，又 数字啦，又讲这个位置在哪里啦。其实这两章揭示神向我们启示了一个非常重要的属灵真理，就是什么？神的百姓，包括你我哈，神的百姓不能随便的活，神的百姓必须活在神的秩序里。
If you look at chapter Numbers chapter 1 and 2, you may see there seem to be a collection of names, numbers and locations. But these two chapters reveal a crucial spiritual truth. God's people cannot live casually. They must live in His order.
So 在神带领以色列人进入应许地之前啊，他训练，他做的不是先训练军队，也不是分配土地哈，而是首先他数算他的百姓。
So before leading the Israelites into the Promised Land, God did not train an army or distribute the land. Rather, he the first thing that he did was to count his people.
然后呢，他安排他们的次序与位置。
And then he arranges their order and their place.
然后他把自己放在他们中心。
And then he puts himself at the center.
然后他就告诉他们谁应该最走在前面哈。
And then he appoints who should go before the people.
如果没有次序哈，你就没办法前行的，就乱七八糟了嘛。
Without order, there's no progress.
但如果整个没有一个中心哈，他不知道方向的。
Without a center, there will be no direction.
但如果不知道自己的位置哈，自己的岗位，也不知道自己的使命是什么。
Without having a position, one would not know his mission.
所以今天我们要从这信息里面来看到神呼召了你我要活在他的秩序里面。
So today in our message, we want to see that God also calls you and me to live in His order.
首先我们来看神数数字是什么，他要神是看见了我们，纪念了我们。
First, we need to understand that when God counts us, He sees us and He remembers us.
读经在民数记的第一章第二节这边说，就告诉摩西啊，他说你要按以色列全会众的家室家族人民数算， 计算所有的男丁。
In Numbers chapter 1 verse 2, he said, he instructed Moses, take a census of the whole Israelite community by their clans and families, listing every man by name, one by one.
所以神是吩咐摩西啊，按照名字啊，他说一个一个的点数啊，啊，以色列人，他神不是在做这个行政上的统计啊，而是在向百姓宣告他的心意。
When God commanded Moses to number the Israelites by name one by one, he wasn't conducting administrative statistics. He was proclaiming his will to his people.
神的这样点数哈，是表示神在乎。
He counts because he cares.
他是按着他们的名字、家族、支派来数百姓啊，不是因为他需要这些咨询，他知道的，而是他要让百姓知道，你被看见的，你被纪念的，而且你被呼召的。
He counts his people by name, family, and clan, and not because he needs this information, because he knows about them. But he does this to let his people know, you are seen, you're remembered, and you're called.
是他继续说，他是选了，好像只属他不是只属那二十岁以上的男丁哦，他是都属了以后，他把二十万这些男丁。要服兵役的哈，他特别的分别出来，告诉他们的责任。
He doesn't just count the men over 20 years old who are able to fight. He first counts the entire people, and then specifically identifies those who were 20 years older because they are required to be in the army.
神在这里数，照着人的名、家庭啊这些来数的时候，神是告诉你。他认识每一个人的，没有人被忽略的。
When he counts everyone, he is telling us that no one is overlooked.
他要告诉我们，因为每个人的故事他都知道的，在他都有重量在心里的。
And he knows everyone's story. Every name carries a weight in his heart.
他要告诉。不只是那些要准备服兵役打仗的人，每一个人呢，在神的眼中都有你的价值，都有你的用处啊，你神赋予的使命的。
And he calls everyone, not just those who are to be in the battlefield. He calls everyone who belong to him.
所以呢，当神数算这些百姓的时候，他不只是要那个统计那个数字，而是肯定。每一位，包括现今的你我，在他心中的价值。
So when God counts His people, He doesn't simply turn them into numbers, but affirms their value.
在主里，在耶稣基督里，我们不是一群不知名人士哈、啊，是神亲自的认识你我，亲自的纪念你我，亲自的呼召你我。
In Christ, we are not a bunch of people without names. We are God's own people. We are called by Him personally. We're known by Him personally.
在新约圣经里，路加福音十二章第七节这边有说啊，就是你们的头发也都被数过啊，他这样的知道我们哈。
In Luke chapter 12, verse 7, he knows us like this. Even the hairs of your head are all numbered.
在提摩太后书二章十九节这样也这样说的是吧？主认识谁是他的人。
And in 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 19, it says, "The Lord knows those who are His."
我们信主的人。当我们悔改接受耶稣基督做救主，我们就成为属神的人。
As believers, when we repented and accepted him as our savior, we become his.
神告诉我们，他认识属他的人。
And he tells us that he knows those who are His.
就是你我接受耶稣成为我们救主的人。
Which is you and you and me.
神的数算不是冰冷冷在那统计，而是温暖的一个关切与我们的关系。
God's counting is not a cold number. It is a warm relationship.
我们现在大部分的家庭孩子不多啊，孩子多的那个父母就会点名的哈，我不晓得你那个不讲电影了，就是父母点名不是说他不知道孩子的名字啊，他是告诉我们说每一个他都认识，知道你安好吗？都在，而且安好哈。
Today's family are smaller, but in the past when there was a big family, the parents would count their kids. They don't count their, they call on their kids not to count how many are there. They call them to make sure that each one is there and safe.
神要知道，你知道他。你知道什么呢？所以你不是没有名字啊，你不是被忽略的，你在神眼中是有名字、有位置、有价值的。
And God does the same thing. He wants us to know that we're not nameless, we're not overlooked. We have a name, we have a place, and we have value in His eyes.
所以神这么看重的你我，他当然会为我们安排最适合的生活方式了。
Since God values His people so much, He will naturally arrange the most suitable way of life for them.
所以我们来到第二点，我们看神给我们的次序与位置。
So let's take a look at the second point, which is God gives us order and a place to belong.
在第二章里面哈，第二章的第二节说，以色列人要按要各归自己的道下，就那个大旗啊，在本族的旗号那里，对着会幕的视为安营。
In chapter 2, verse 2, it says, the Israelites are to camp around the tent of meeting, some distance from it, each of them under their standard and holding the banners of their family.
这是一个大概的画的图样。
This is a sketch.
他画的这边是东方了哈。这边是东方了。
So to the left.
这是会幕。
Down,
他们围绕着会幕，这就是犹大支派哈。首先他讲犹大，我们没有细读每一，你回去看，然后。第二个是这个流变哈，然后是这个以法莲，然后是但，这个每一个人呢一组有三个，他们有十二个族tribe， 然后利未人呢营帐是扎在中间，就是这样子的一个布局。
You can see that the tent of meeting is in the middle, and then each direction has three tribes. For the 12 tribes that they each have their own station, whereas the Levites are in the middle around the tent.
你仔细读经的时候，这里利未人里面他也有不同的家族负责不同的事工啊，也照着他们的位置来安住。
And if you read the Bible, you see that the Levites themselves, by their families, each family has their own positions inside the tent of meeting.
所以在这里，神清楚地告诉，以色列民，他们是方向也讲了，谁是东方、南方、西方的方向，然后他们的在他的旗帜、他的位置、他们怎么样的安营哈，都讲得清清楚楚的，知道自己的位置，也知道自己的的角色与责任的。
So here you can see that God gave the Israelites clear instructions.How the 12 tribes set up camp according to the direction, the banner, the location, and the task. And each tribe has its own place, and each person has their own role.
神是一个有秩序的神啊。
Our God is a God of order.
他不混乱。
And he does not give instructions to cause chaos.
不管你是看简单的一些事情，看得整整齐齐，这极复杂、极复杂的你看不懂。其实你仔细看，它里面有很清楚的这个规范，很清楚的秩序的。
Sometimes it's easier to see God's order in simple things, but even in things that are complicated or sophisticated, even if you don't see it at the surface, if you think deeper, you would find order.
这美丽的宇宙大地。
Like this universe.
我学物理天象，就是地球干嘛有个23.5角度的偏斜，好像带来混乱吧。
And we know that there is an angle of the earth that has a 23.5 slant. We would think that would be random or bring chaos.
结果带来了四季的分明在很多地方。But, 很多时候神的秩序里面带着他的智慧，带着他的安排，带着他的爱。
But what it is that it gives us seasons. So in God's arrangement, we can see His love for us, His wisdom for us.
在看来很复杂里面，但神带来了安静。
In complicated things, we can see God's peace.
我们在哥林多前书14:33那边，神不是叫人混乱，而是叫人安静，哈。
In 1 Corinthians chapter 14, verse 33, it tells us,
For
God is not a God of disorder, but of peace.
翻译其实只能选择一个字啊，在这里我们中文选安静，英文选 peace 哈。
So in the Chinese translation said, God is not a God of disorder, but of quietness. But in English it says of peace.
就像我们讲快乐，我们诗人讲快乐，我们更讲喜乐。喜乐有时候是一个在平静里面的愉悦哈。
Because it's like sometimes people translate it into happiness, and then in other versions it's translated into joy. Joy is a happiness in with peace.
当我们顺服在神的安排、位置与次序里面，我们达到和谐，达到平静。感到安慰。
When we obey God's arrangement, then we can achieve stability and peace.
而在这个所安排里面呢，我们知道自己的位置哈。
And in His arrangement, we can also be clear of our positions.
刚刚在以弗所书4:16这边清楚的，神告诉我们，就是全身都靠他联络合适。百节各按各职哈。
In Ephesians chapter 4, verse 16, it tells us that for him the whole body joined and held together, but every supporting ligament grows and builds itself up in love as each part does its work.
这不仅是在民数记告诉我们，那么整个百万的人里面，神这样子的安排，在每个属灵的家。在教会里面，神也让我们各按其职，在自己的岗位上搭配的合一。
So in Numbers, not only God make arrangements for millions of people, but in each one of our families, He also does the arrangement. He give each one of us according to its role.
神的秩序带来什么？带来平安，带来合一。带来力量，也容易带领方向。
God's order brings peace, unity, strength, and His order makes it easier to guide.
其实很容易了解啊，你如果去看那个交响乐团啊，如果每个人都照自己的节奏演唱，那就乱七八糟了。
If everyone in an orchestra plays at their own pace, it will become a noise.
当每个人都按着指挥、按着琴谱、按着自己该做的事啊，该拉的乐器，他们就会是发出这个非常美丽的交响乐。
But if everyone follows the conductor, follows the score and their position, then it becomes a beautiful symphony.
另外哈，我们今天时间关系不仔细讲。 你看他们每一个宗派啊，其实都有他们自己的道哈，一个大旗，有他们的名字跟他们的代表的一个形象在。
If you look at this picture, it shows that at least four of the tribes they have their own banner, and they have their own name and something that represents them.
我们知道这个。犹大是代表赞美，狮子是代表的权柄、能力与胜利的。
For example, Judah here, it has a symbol of lion, which represents praise, authority, and victory.
那流便呢？代表人承他的承担，他有才干，他能够和睦。
And for Reuben, it has a symbol of man, which represents responsibility.Talent and peace.
那以法莲呢，是用牛来代表的谦卑，来代表的服侍，来代表的能够多产果子生产。
And for Ephraim, they have an ox as their symbol, representing humility, service, and fruitfulness.
但是用鹰，它代表的公义、分辨与属天的智慧。
For the tribe of Dan, they have a symbol of Ego, representing righteousness, discernment, and heavenly wisdom.
那活在神的次序里，就是活在神给我们的身份、恩赐与使命里。
This reminds us that living in God's order means living in the identity, the gifts, and the mission that God has given us.
如果你熟悉这些形象代表，你读新约的时候，是福音也我们也解释成这四个方面来耶稣基督做榜样的向世人彰显。
And if you are familiar with these representations, then when you read the New Testament, you will see that Jesus also represent these qualities.
所以这些真理用在你我的身上怎么说呢？
So how is the truth applicable to us?
我们在家庭里面，我们有每个人自己的角色，我们彼此尊重。
In our families, each one of us has our roles, and we should have mutual respect to each other.
在教会里，我们顺服权柄，那当然，这权柄是从神而来的，以耶稣基督为至高的权柄来带领弟兄姊妹，我们一起搭配顺服。
And in the church, we shouldsubmit to the authority that comes from God, and we should collaborate with our brothers and sisters.
在工作中，我们忠心地完成自己的责任。
And in our workplaces, we should faithfully fulfill our responsibilities.
然后，神的次序啊，不只是在外表这样子排列出来哈，而是更是在我们的心中。
ButGod's order is not merely an external arrangement. It is a central focus.
所以我们来到了第三点，神是你我的心，在心中做主的。
So we come to the third point. God desires to be the center of our life.
神把他自己放在我们当中。
He put himself in our hearts.
在十七节，随后会幕要往前行，有利未营在诸营中间。
In chapter 2, verse 17, it says, Then the tent of meeting and the camp of the Levites will set out in the middle of the camps.
神在这里强调的，在营地的中心，不是这些领袖哈，不是摩西，不是军队，而是会幕。
Here, the center of the entire camp,was not Moses, was not the leaders, it was not the army either, but it was the tabernacle.
是神的同在。
The presence of God.
神在这跟我们说什么？说你我的生活哈，你我的说，我们的决定，我们的方向都是要以神为中心。
And God is telling us, your lives, your decisions, and your directions must revolve around me.
所以有时候牧师跟弟兄姊妹祷告也挺迫切的，为所需要祷告的时候，牧师也真是在爱心里面提醒什么？提醒马太福音这个 六章三节，你们要先求他的国和他的义。那些东西，好的东西神不会不给你，需要的东西神不会不给你。
Therefore, when brothers and sisters come to the pastor and ask him to pray for them, pastor always wants to remind everyone, because this is written in Matthew chapter 6, verse 33. Seek first his kingdom and his righteousness. Because God, when we do this first, he will give us everything that we need.
神乃是我们的生活的中心。
God is the center of our lives.
包括我们所希望的，我们所渴慕的，我们所面临的一切，我们要把神放在我们的中心。
That includes the challenges that we're facing or the things that we want. All these we have to revolve around God.
在哥罗西书三章十七节说，无论做什么或说话或行事，都要奉主耶稣的名，借着他感谢父神。
In Colossians chapter 3 verse 17, it tells us, "And whatever you do, whether in word or deed, do it all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through Him."
我不止一次的在分享祷告的时候，我特别说，你知道奉主耶稣的名，阿们是什么意思吗
？Sometimes I ask you that when we finish a prayer, we say in Jesus' name we pray, and then we say Amen. Do you know what it means?
大部分人都很清楚说，我们是借着耶稣基督来到神的面前，奉他的名，我们才有资格跟神直接讲话嘛。这些基督徒几乎每个人都知道哈。
Most of you would knows that.We come through Jesus in front of God, and we can only pray to God through Him.
但有时候我觉得常常基督徒忘记了，当你奉谁的名讲话的时候，你的所讲的、你所求的要合那人的心意啊，要不然你是妄称他的名啊，你拿他的名来做你自己的要求吗？所以当你奉神的名的时候，是说你所讲的是什么？是合他的心意，要么他会改你的一句，愿意顺服的。
But we must remember that when we pray in the name of Jesus, we should pray things that are according to His will. Because if you just say things randomly of your will and not according to His will, then you're not praying in His name.
说当这边说无论做什么说什么行事都奉主耶稣的名的时候，是什么意思呢？是我们讲话行事一切的事，我们都真是要照着和神的心意来说话来做事啊。
So here when it says whether in word or deed, do it all in the name of the Lord Jesus, it means that no matter what we do, what we say, we have to do it or say itAccording to the will of Jesus.
神是我们生命的中心啊。
God is the center of our lives.
是我们个人，是我们家庭，更是我们教会的中心啊。
Not just for ourselves, but also for our families and for our church.
如果神不在中心，生活自然就失去了。
When God is not in the center, our lives naturally fall into chaos.
当神在我们生命中做中在中心的时候，我们生命呢，我们就有方向，我们有秩序，啊，我们也知道会尽责任在我们的使命上。
But when God is in the center, then our lives will have direction, order, and we will have the sense of a mission.
又讲到大自然界哈，我们太阳系，如果太阳不在中心哈，所以所有的行星怎么样都乱跑，整个就 chaos 就乱掉了哈。
Just look at our universe. If the sun is not at the center, then the planets they won't move along their trajectories.
太阳系能够这样的稳定的运转，因为太阳在中心哈。你我的生命如果也是一样，如果神在我们生命中的中心，我们的生命各样的都旋转运行的好，我们的生命在稳定中进行。
When God is at the center of our lives, then our lives can run with stability.
所以呢，我们问问自己，我的时间是让神做中心吗？
So let's ask ourselves, is my time planning centered around God?
我面临事情的决定的时候，我有没有把神放在心里，让神的心意为主呢？
Is my decision made centered around God?
我们在基督徒的家里常常看到什么？耶稣是一家之是主来，我们是不是真的把神放在我们的家庭做主，是我们的中心呢
？Sometimes you see symbols in a Christian family saying that God is the head of the family. Is my family centered around God?
我们在教会服事更是哈、啊，我们有没有以神为我们的中心？
Is my ministry centered around God?
当神在我们中心、个人、家庭的，神会告诉我们如何行、如何走，告诉我们什么该走在前头。
When God is at the center, He would tell us how we should proceed and what should lead, what should be leading our actions.
刚刚我们如果不以神做中心，其来的福啊，在诗篇十六篇的第四节，以别神代替耶和华的，他们的愁苦必加增哈。
And if we don't center our lives around God, then here we can see that in Psalm chapter 16 verse 4, it says, "Those who run after other gods will suffer more and more."
那我们以神为中心以后，神会教导我们怎么来走哈。
So once we put God in the center of our lives, He will teach us how to proceed.
神要赞美与得胜走在我们前面哈。
God wants praise and victory to go before us.
我们跳到民数记的第十章十四节这边，有特别清楚的说哈。除了刚刚安宁的时候拔营起行啊，都是要犹大先走哈呀。这边清楚的告诉我们，按照军队首先往前行的是犹大营的道。
In Numbers chapter 10 verse 14, it tells us the divisions of the camp of Judah went first.
犹大的道，这个大旗是什么
？This is their banner.
为什么要？犹大走在前头啊
！Why God wants Judah to take the first step?
首先，犹大这个名字是赞美的意思哈。
First, the name of Judah means praise.
因为当生他的时候，妈妈说要感谢神，要赞美神，就给他取了个犹大。
Because when his mom gave birth to him, she said that this time I will praise the Lord.
他在赞美中宣告神的权柄哈，神的大能，宣告神的得胜。
And in praise, it is claimed God's authority and God's victory.
你有没有想到，任何事情，我们的行动的第一步是赞美啊
？Have you ever thought about?In anything that you are planning for, what is the first step?
为什么要赞美走在前头啊
？Praise is the first step, and why?
大多时候我们要去做事的时候，带着一心的焦虑啊，怎么解决这个问题？哎，这是，或者是即使没有焦虑，也很认真的说我要怎么成功啊，我应该怎么样哈、啊，要把最好的什么好的开始，对不对
？When we plan for things, sometimes we'll start with anxiety. And even if you don't have anxiety, sometimes we would press upon ourselves by saying, I need to succeed. But how do you do that?
神要我们把赞美走在前头。
God tells us that praise leads the steps.
当我们赞美神的时候，我们肯定谁与我们同在啊。
When we give praise,What are we affirming here? Who will be with us?
我们肯定神与我们同在啊。
We're affirming that God will be with us.
我们赞美的时候，我们会不会还埋怨什么呀
？And when we give praises, will we still complain?
我好多年前听一个一个蛮尊敬的老牧师讲到叫做，嘿，不要抱怨 ，OK， 埋怨哈、啊、是魔鬼的赞美诗。
Many years ago, an older pastor told me that don't complain because complain is the praise that comes from the devil.
我想那个老牧师大概不少时候听到教会里很多的怨声哈、啊、埋怨，所以他这样子的讲道。
I think he heard too much complaints from the church or around him. That's why he gave this advice.
我想他更看到的是以色列民在旷野的时候，一天到晚 complain， 结果带来了远离神与神的惩罚。
And he probably also were impressed with how Israelites were punished because of their multiple complaints in the wilderness.
当赞美我们。我们向神赞美的时候，我们怎么样？我们承认神的意念高过我们的意念，呀、
yeah.。When we praise, we acknowledge that God's will is higher than our own.
当我们赞美神的时候，我们是怎么样？带着信心，信靠主的往前行。
And when we praise, we are walking with God in faith.
你知道我们当我们赞美的时候，常常是回想过去神怎么帮助我们、扶持我们得胜，所以我们在信心里面，哪怕还没有看到，才要出发，我们就已经看到神的权柄、神的大能、神的得胜，我们带着胜利往前行。
And when we praise, we are counting the blessings that God has given us. So before we even see the result, we already see the victory.
所以神教导他的子民不要让恐惧走在前面的。
This is why God teaches his children, do not let fear lead your first step.
不要让抱怨走在前面的。
Do not let complain lead your first step.
而是让赞美走在前面。
Let praise come first.
面临困难，我们让赞美走在前面。
Facing difficulties, let praise lead the way.
我当我执这个堂的时候，一开始在十七年前，我就一开始就讲，我们是有神同在的教会。
When I started to plant this church about 16-17 years ago, more than that.
十七八年了，二零。2008年第一次公开。
18 years ago, that I wanted the church to have God with us, a church that God is with us.
我绝对不会满足说哦，这个牧师很有信心，是我们一起来经历神的信实与大能。
I'm not satisfied with just being the pastor and pastor has the faith. I want all of us to have the same faith and experience God.
所以神也。不少时候给我们面临挑战的。
Sometimes God will give us challenges.
不管是大事小事。
Sometimes bigger challenges, sometimes smaller ones.
但神也让我们经历他奇妙的恩典与我们同在，让我们靠着他而得胜的。
But He always let us experience His wonders and always give us the victory by relying on Him.
有时候神生怕我们感觉看不见。
Sometimes.He is worried that we may not be able to see it.
神特别的制造环境，让我们知道是他的手在做工。
And he would create a scenario so that we can understand that his hand is working.
师母常常叫我说要把买堂建堂的事真的要写下来，太多的经历神的神迹奇事哈。
And 师母 sometimes encourages pastor to write down the whole process of.Purchasing this building and renovating it because there were so many things that we have gone through by experiencing because we experienced God.
正如我们今天唱的歌，神是什么？神是他开道路的，神是什么？制造创造神迹的神，神是保守他应许的神。
Just like we sing in the song today, He's a waymaker, He's a miracle worker, He's a promise keeper.
我们 当 Pastor Matthew 来教育我们确实的时候，我也为他祷告，让他看到我们的神在这里与我们同在。
When Pastor Matthew joined our church, I also prayed for him seeing God with us in this church.
我不讲其他的事，那个婚礼我们就没有人可以否认不是神奇妙的作为。
And none of us can deny God's doing in the work of His wedding.
我告诉你。那天的结婚，礼拜二我们还不知道我们能不能够有 party 的。
The Tuesday before the wedding day, we didn't even know if the location would be available for us to have that wedding.
但后来婚礼的时候，没有人可以抵赖这样小小的教会，在神的祝福下，我们可以能够有何等欢喜快乐的婚宴。
But everybody saw how joyful we had. In the salvation and how beautiful the wedding was.
神要让我们知道，他在我们当中。
God wants us to know that He is with us. He's in us.
我们做什么事，我们都带着感恩赞美的心向前行。当我们知道是以他的心意为心意的时候，我们勇敢前行。
No matter what we're doing, we should let praise go first, because.As long as that we go according to His will, we should go out bravely with the praise leading our first step.
这是新的一年开始哈，我们礼拜二过新年了，我们做中国人来，我们开始怎么样？我们让基督的得胜，我们赞美他，让赞美走在我们的这一年的开始。
We are going to have the Chinese New Year on Tuesday. Facing the New Year, let the victory of Christ lead the way. Let praise lead the way.
我们讲到困难，我们讲到没做决定，我们讲到一年的开始。其实你知道吗？最好的操练是我们每天的开始。
We talked about when we face difficulties or when we face.Difficult decisions, or when we face the start of a new year. But the most important thing is that at the beginning of each day, we can do this.
你每天醒来的时候，你脑筋在想什么？
When you first wake up every day, what comes to your mind first?
担心这个事情要做，还是说今天我不知道要干什么？
Are you worried about things that you have to do during the day, or are you?Having no clue of what you're going to do.
你有没有试着每天一醒来就向神从心中歌颂赞美他？
Have you ever thought of giving praises to God from your heart at the beginning of the day?
感谢他丰盛的恩典。
And thank Him for His abundant blessings.
从心里的赞美感谢。
And give Him praises from the bottom of your heart.
今天。读经每天每日读经要读什么呀？
So what do we read every day from the Bible?
我们今天要读的是诗篇一百零一篇。
For today, we read Psalm 101.
第一节说什么？我要歌唱慈爱和公平，耶和华，我要向你歌颂。
The first verse says, "I will sing of your love and justice."To you, Lord, I will sing praise.
我说感谢主，你我今天一早读的经文就是我今天要讲到的结尾。
I was thankful to God because the morning the verse that I read in the morning devotion was exactly the end of the message I was going to give.
我要鼓励每一位弟兄姊妹。我们每天早上起来，我们就向神感谢赞美。
So I encourage every brothers and sisters that when you wake up in the morning, give praises and thanks to God.
让我们的生活，让我们生命走在他的秩序里面，让我们如此就能够走在神的祝福里面。
And let's walk in His order so that we can walk in His blessing.
所以我们今天听的道是要我们怎么样？我们要活在神的秩序里 ，OK？ 我们如果活在神的秩序里，我们就是活在走在神的祝福当中。
To conclude, to live in God's order is to walk in God's blessing.
今天我们提到神点数这些名，特别讲到他的名字哈，他不是说只是要那个数字，神看见了我们，他纪念我们。
We know that by counting, God sees us and remembers us.
神在那里叫以色列民如何安营，如何拔营起行，他是要告诉我们，神给了我们次序与位置。
And God tells the Israelites how to arrange their camps because He gives us order and a place to belong.
神更是告诉我们，他是我们生命生活的中心。
And God also puts Himself as the center of our lives.
然后什么？当我们起行的时候，神叫我们赞美与得胜走在我们的前面。
And God wants praise and victory to go before us.
当我们以神为中心，按神的次序站立，让神的赞美走在我们前面的时候，我们的家、我们的教会、我们的生命都必然会走在神的祝福里。
When we center ourselves around God, and when we stand in His order, and when we let praise lead the way, our families, our church, and our lives will all walk in God's blessing.
所以今天的信息的核心是什么？是神不只是我们生命中的一部分啊，他要成为我们生命的中心，我们的方向，我们的意向。
So today's message brings this focus point. God is not only a part of our lives; He is the center of our lives. He is our direction, and He is our vision.
他是我们的意向。
He's our vision.
啊，这首诗歌哈，我也蛮熟，也蛮喜欢，但也从来没有像我准备这篇道的时候，觉得这首诗歌这么的合意，我们现在要来唱。
We have a song here I really like, and it really matches the messages that we're giving today.
所以当我们等下唱的时候，我们真是啊，让我们的心重新的对准，让我们向神说：“主啊，求你做我意向，成为我生命的中心，引导我前行。”
And when we sing the song, let's pray in our heart, saying, "Lord, be my vision, be the center of my life, and guide me forward."
让我们一起祷告。
Let's pray.
亲爱的天父上帝，感谢你今天提醒我们，我们是被你数算、被你纪念、被你呼召的子民。
Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for reminding us today that we're your people.Whom your number, remember, and call.
主啊，求你帮助我们活在你的次序里，站在你为我们安排的位置上，以你为中心，以你为我们生命的方向。
Lord, help us to live in your order, to stand in the place you have arranged for us, with you as the center and you as the direction of our lives.
圣灵啊，求你光照我们的心。让我们不靠自己的眼光、自己的判断、自己的力量，而是让你成为我们的智慧、我们的道路、我们的意向。
Holy Spirit, we ask that you shine upon us, so that we may not rely on our own eyes, our own judgment, or our own strength, but that you may be our wisdom, our way, and our vision.
主耶稣，正如犹大走在前头。求你让赞美走在我们的前面，让信心走在我们的前面，让你得胜走在我们前面。
Lord Jesus, just like the tribe of Judah went before the whole Israel, may the praise go before us, may our faith go before us, may your victory go before us.
现在，当我们预备唱这首诗歌的时候。愿这不只是个好听的旋律，而是我们向你的回应。求你做我们的意向，做我们心中的主，做我们一生的方向。
Now, as we prepare to sing this song, may it not be merely a song, but our response to you. Be our vision, the Lord of our hearts, and the direction of our lives.
奉主耶稣基督的名祷告。
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Amen.
好，我们一起来唱这首诗歌。Shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord turn his face toward you and give you peace. Amen. Praise the Lord. Please be seated. 要感谢赞美主，我们默祷三会。